Chapter 9. What to expect and do when stopped by law enforcement. When law enforcement stops you, stay calm, activate your turn signal, and pull off or to the side of the roadway as soon and safely as possible. Turn off the ignition and radio, and stay in your vehicle unless directed by the officer to exit. Keep your hands on the steering wheel so they are easily observable. Cell phones and mobile devices should not be used by you or any of your passengers. Do not make sudden moves or search for your driver's license or vehicle documents. Wait for the officer to give you instructions. If you have a weapon in the vehicle, inform the officer upon first contact. The officer may ask to see your driver's license, proof of insurance, and vehicle registration. If the documents are out of your reach, tell the officer where they are before you reach for them. If the officer asks you to exit the vehicle, stay safely away from traffic and keep your hands in plain view. When the officer completes their interaction with you, they may issue a warning or a traffic ticket, which may include a fine. If you wish to contest the ticket, you will have the opportunity to explain your point of view of what happened in court. Your acceptance and signature on a traffic ticket is not an admission of guilt, however. The refusal to sign a traffic ticket may result in your arrest. If you believe the officer acted inappropriately, report it to the officer's agency in a timely manner. The name of the officer and law enforcement agency will be on the ticket, or you may ask the officer to provide this information. Good communication from all involved parties can make a traffic stop a safe experience for all parties involved. Practice test questions. 1. When you park parallel to a curb or edge of the roadway, you must not be more than A. 24 inches. B. 6 inches. Circa 18 inches. D. Does not matter. 2. When is it illegal to pass a vehicle on the right without leaving the pavement? A. On a two-lane, two-way highway and the vehicle you are passing is turning left. B. The vehicle is going below the speed limit and there is a large shoulder on the highway. C. It is never legal to pass on the right. D. Only during daylight hours. 3. This sign means A. Okay to speed. B. Railroad crossing. C. Intersection, crossroad. D. Four-way stop. 4. You do not have to stop for a school bus if A. You are traveling in a rural area. B. You are traveling in the same direction as the school bus on a four-lane highway with two lanes going in the opposite direction. C. You are traveling in the opposite direction of the school bus on a four-lane highway with two lanes going each direction. D. None of the above. 5. Use of cell phones while driving. A. Is not a problem in Idaho. B. Can distract you and cause an accident. C. Is an uncommon occurrence. D. Is highly recommended. 6. When you change lanes, it is important to A. Signal your intentions ahead of time. B. Check your blind spot. C. Make sure the lane is clear before entering it. D. All of the above. 7. If traffic signals are not functioning due to a power outage, you A. Park your vehicle as far off the road as possible and wait for the power to be restored. B. Use hand signals to indicate your intentions to the other drivers. C. Turn on your hazard lights and proceed through the intersection without stopping. D. Treat the intersections as a four-way stop. 8. Is it illegal to pass when the pavement is marked with solid double yellow lines? A. Yes. B. No. C. Only if there is no oncoming traffic. D. Only if the vehicle ahead of you is driving under the speed limit. 9. A person walking with a white, silver cane or guide dog is likely to be A. A deaf person. B. A person involved with a traffic study. C. A blind person. D. None of the above. 10. The most common color for warning lights is A. Red. B. Green. C. Blue. D. Yellow. 11. This sign means A. Curve ahead. B. No U-turn. C. No turning. D. None of the above. 12. Is it illegal to pass in an intersection? A. Yes. B. No. 13. What is Idaho's basic law for the driving speed? A. Always drive the posted speed. B. Drive at a speed that is reasonable and prudent at all times. C. Drive 5 to 10 miles per hour below the speed limit just to be safe. D. Drive at the same speed as those around you. 14. Highways with dashed white lines can be crossed over. A. At any time. B. Only during daylight hours. C. When it is safe to do so. D. Only when passing another vehicle. 15. Highways can be slick under what conditions? A. When it has just started to rain, due to oil and water creating a greasy mix. B. When there is moisture on the road and the temperature is at freezing or below. C. Both of the above. D. None of the above. 16. Many rear-end collisions are caused by A. Following the car ahead of you too closely. B. Poor road surface. C. Faulty steering control. D. Persons under the age of 16. 17. As you prepare to merge with traffic on a freeway, you should do which of the following? A. None of these. B. Stop to check traffic. C. Expect others to yield the right of way to you. D. Adjust your speed to merge smoothly. 18. The driver of a vehicle approaching a railroad grade crossing must A. Stop only if a train is in sight. B. Stop only if they choose to. C. Never stop. D. Stop within 50 feet but no less than 15 feet from the nearest rail of the crossing when required. 19. Normally, you should pass vehicles on the A. Left. B. Right. C. Whenever you get a chance. D. Only when the other driver signals it is safe. 20. This sign means A. Divided highway ends. B. Divided highway begins. C. None of the above. D. Divided highway ends and begins.